Okay, so we are talking about the Ramban al Torah, and this is we had our Hakdama last week, and Elzman we spoke about the Ramban on Tshuva. This week we're going to be talking about the Ramban, a very important idea of the Ramban, it's Ramban Ma'is Avosim Levanim. Often the way that's presented is to just note the Ramban's position, and to go through various contexts in which the Ramban develops the idea that he develops. What we're going to try and do today is a little bit different. I said this in the past, when we're learning the Ramban's Machshava, we're learning the Ramban's Perish Al Torah, we're going to try to contextualize him in the greater world of Machshava. What do other Bali Machshava think? How do other Mefarshim Al Torah relate to things? And that is something which we're going to do today. This Ramban ends up, the idea he develops comes up. I saw a list in one of these new Rambans. Rashi and Ramban in like at least 25 different places. This comes up throughout Sefer Bereishis, a theory of the Ramban. This is where his Perish al HaTorah and the way he understands things in Chumash very much connects to the way that he understands a very important idea in the world of Machshava. So let's get started. We'll try to develop three Mahalchim. The third is going to be the Ramban. B'derech Klal, when we learn Sefer Bereishis, so one of the questions that we have to ask is what exactly is the function of Sefer Bereishis? What exactly is the purpose of reading so much about the Avos? That's a question which bothered in different ways some of the Rishonim in the beginning of their Perushim al Torah. Rashi asked the question of why don't we start with the first mitzvah? When mitzvahs come up in Chumash, so I get why mitzvahs are important to me. I have to keep those mitzvahs. But all the stories of the Avos, what exactly is the function? What exactly is the purpose of all of those stories? What is their precise impact? That's a question on two levels. One, that's a question, stam, Perush HaTorah. When I'm learning Chumash, and I'm reading this week about the Akedah, not that, it's like a little bit strange question to ask, but why do I have to know that? Why does it actually matter what happened at the Akedah? Why does it matter if Yitzchak dug wells? Why does it matter how Yaakov interacted with Lavan? Tachlis, he married Rachel and Leah. We get it. Why is the whole story so significant? Some of that, again, is a Perush al HaTorah. What's the function of Sefer Bereishis? What am I trying to learn from it? Some are going to be bothered less with the question about the Perush al HaTorah, but we'll see in the Ramban, depending on my answer, that answer may have significant implications in the world of Machshava. What exactly, who were the Avos? What does it mean that they are Avos? We call them our fathers. What exactly does that mean? Not, is it just that we happen to come from them, they are our, you know, biological forefathers? Is there something more in terms of their impact? The Ramban has a very well-known idea and an important one, but let's start. The first Mahalach, why do we have all of this here? So there's a very well-known Hakdama of the Netziv to Sefer Bereishis, where the Netziv points out that Sefer Bereishis is referred to by Chazal as a Sefer HaYashar. What does it mean that it's the Sefer HaYashar, the book of the straight, the book of the just, whatever Yashar the best translation is? So the Netziv writes that a lot of what we're trying to do in Sefer Bereishis is learn from the Avos. I want to learn Sefer Bereishis to know how to act and how to behave, that the way that the Avos interacted with certain people is the way I want to interact with certain people, to see the sensitivity, the way that Avram is going to interact with different figures, the way he's going to respond when Lot is taken captive, or the way he's going to, again, in so many different areas. So, says in the Tziv, Sefer HaYashar, this is the book that teaches us about good midos. This is the book that teaches us about the importance of interacting with others, even if they're different than us. This is where it's at, so argues the Tziv. In many ways, Sefer Bereishis is like the Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Sefer Bereishis is before you start getting Kabbalah Torah in Parshas Yisro. Before we start talking about all the mitzvos, Sefer Bereishis is our opportunity to sit and to learn and be influenced by the Avos. The Rav, in reflections of the Rav, indebted to Rabbi Alex Israel, who has a website, is Rabbi Simon Arzal, who is it? Oh, so I think he's like, yeah, which would be, I guess, impressive. I don't know. So he had this here, he had it typed up, I don't have that. When he writes that a lot of what we're supposed to get from the Bris Avos, it imparts teachings to the Jewish people by example rather than by prescription. That what we're getting here, When it comes to what we got at Har Sinai, those are chiyuvim. Those are mitzvos. What we're getting from the avos are certain kinds. It expresses certain attitudes, ideals, and sentiments which still speak to us. It guides our feelings and consciousness rather than our physical acts. It's something which teaches us how exactly we are supposed to, how exactly we are supposed to be able to live in this world. It's not only a question of midos, like it may be for the Ziv, but as an example, when we talk about the significance of the Akedah in this week's Parsha, so many of the Rishonim are very bothered by the Akedah. They're not bothered with it for the same reason that people nowadays are as bothered with it. The reason why people nowadays meaning the last, 500 years, are very bothered with the Akedah is how could God tell Avram to kill a child? That was not one of the earlier questions asked by a lot of the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim were bothered by the question of why does God need to test Avram? God doesn't know what Avram's going to, what Avram's going to do. So if you're like a Ralbag Jew, you would say, Taka, God doesn't know what Avram's going to do. But those of us that are not Ralbag people, God chooses not to know, to say it a little bit differently, are going to be bothered. Why exactly is there an Akedah? So Ramban is his theory. One of the, many of the Rishonim suggest, the Rambam and Zvuchim relates to this, the purpose of the Akedah, it shows us something about commitment to Ribono Shel Olam. If Avram would be willing to give up his own child for God, so it tells us something. What does Avas Hashem and Yirah Shamayim really demand? It's not just midos, the way the Netziv says, the Sefer Bereishis is all filled with lessons. It's the reason why if you have to like say something on a Parsha every single week, there's a reason why Sefer Bereishis is a bit easier than Parshas Tazria or Parshas Metzora. For many. Why? Because you're trying to try to develop certain ideas and character traits and messages. So Sefer Bereishis, that may be what its purpose is. Its purpose may be that. Parsh Tazria is about Tzaras, and you're going to try and extract messages from the Hilchot and Halachot of Tzaras. But this is what Sefer Bereishis is all about. The function of the Avos is we want to learn from the Avos, their impact. I want to learn from, like the Rav says in Tanya B'Elio, that we have to always say, when are my own Maisim going to achieve, going to reach the level of Avraham Yaakov? I want to learn from them. I want to hold them up as standards for how I want to act. And I want, to the best of my ability, to be able to, again, to become a better person. That's mahalach number one. That is the most, I think, basic mahalach. It's also, in many ways, the least mystical. We read about the Avos, we see how to act. That first mahalach, pointing out, that does have some tricky parts to it. You have to know sometimes when to learn and when not to learn and what to learn. The way that Yaakov tricked Yitzchak into getting the brachos. So what am I learning from there? And what am I not learning from there? I'm not learning from there that, it's always all good as long as you get what you want, so it's okay to lie and whatever. That's not the message of, you have to learn, sometimes it's a sophisticated work. It's nuanced stuff. It's not all like, and you're not learning from the Akedah that God forbid, a person should take their kid and we have to figure out what we learn and how we learn, but that's what it's there for real discussions, that's definitely true. And that's, by the way, it's a little bit more, even for learning from it, it's more sophisticated than just it's a more sophisticated kind of limud than a regular Musar Seder limud. Musar limud, so I'm learning about how Olam HaMidos is going to, tell me what to do, how to act, how to develop certain characteristics. Chumash is going to be a bit of a harder limud, but a very fruitful one at that. I'm going to have to try to navigate certain things. So what do I learn from this story? What do I not learn from this story? What are the real messages here that aren't the messages here that requires a lot of work? The second mahalach is one that is developed by many Baalei Machshava. The Maharal develops it. The Lubavitch Rebbe develops this idea. The Meshech Chachma develops this idea. Chaim Volozhiner has this idea. And that is something which is very, very important and influential. We, Bederech Klal, believe in the world of science that certain things can be inherited and certain things are not inherited. Certain kinds of genes, certain things are passed generation to generation and certain things not. If I work on myself and therefore I become a nicer person, it doesn't mean by definition that my kid is now going to have implanted within him the capacity to be a nicer person. If I am, if I have certain other traits, like my height, so my son is, destined for certain things. That's all certain things get passed over, certain things don't. When it comes to the avos, the way some of the Bali Machshava learn it, that's not really true. Let's start with the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara says in Yevamos, and that's fantastic, very famous Gemara. There are three categories that define the Jewish people. Rachmanim, we are a merciful people. Baishan, we're people that get embarrassed. If the Gomle Chasadim, we're people that give over Chasad. The Mara writes the Chiddush Agados there. How do we have these three traits? Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomle Chasadim. Where does that come from? Says the Mara, Gimel Simanim Yesh Be'uma Ve'Sodas. Why are these the three Klal Yisrael has? Ki yorshu elu gimel simanim min ha'avos. These are three traits that we inherited from the avos. The impact of the avos, what does that mean? That we actually receive from the avos certain traits. Ya'av mavinu. Gom le'chasadim. Hachnas orchem. This week's parsha. Avram, that's what we get from Avram. It's not that I learn from Avram. I am a nicer person because of Avram. It's not that I learn from Yitzchak. It's that I'm different because of Yitzchak. I inherit certain character traits and certain qualities through the avos. That's the Maharal talks about it in terms of midos. Reb Chaim V'lozner talks about it in a little bit different context. The Mishnayos and Maseches Avos talk about the Asara Nisyonos of Avram Avinu. Avram had 10 tests. For most Rishonim, the 10th test is the Akedah. Not all Rishonim. But for most Rishonim, the 10th test is the Akedah. What's the purpose of the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu? A similar question like the Akedah. God doesn't know how Avram's going to do. He's like testing him. But Derek Law, we think we give tests in order to know how people do. The fact that we have Bechina sometimes that I never collect and don't grade would probably indicate the fact that tests have other functions also, just like Lahavdil a lot, just like the bonus Olam gives tests, and even though he knows what's going to happen, I don't know, and I'm never going to find it afterwards, but tests have a function, otherwise that came up not the way it's supposed to come up, but I was not comparing myself to God, if we could just like note that. I'm just noting that tests are not always about finding out how someone's going to do. Odd kind of that clarification. The Chaim Lesner writes as follows in Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim says, Peirush and Perkei Avos. So he writes, what's going on with these... He writes some... V'chein kol asar nisyonos hayu lahashir adach lefaneinu. That the function of all of the nisyonos were there in order to, again, give us a certain capacity to be able to succeed and pass certain tests. Avram passed the test. Now we have the capacity to pass similar tests. Avram, says Chaim V'lozner, could go into Or Kasdim. Avram could be thrown into Kishon Ha'esh. So we have the capacity for Mesiras Nefesh. The way many Mefarshim talk about the Akedah. Why is the Akedah so powerful? A lot of Jews in history have given their lives or for the Ribono Sholem. What's so unique about the Akedah? So many of the Mefarshim suggest what's so unique about the Akedah, our capacity for that kind of Mesiras Nefesh comes from Avram. Not that I'm learning from Avram, it changes who I am. Because Avram did it, I am now a different person. I'm now able to do it in a different way. The Babetzur Rebbe talks about it in source number 8, Taurus Menachem. Babetzur Rebbe talks about it in a very beautiful way. It's giving me a lot of chizuk. By Parshios Shekorim B'Shavuos Elu, we're holding these Parshios. We're starting to read about the Avos. Medubar Odos Maisa Avos Seim Mehavim Simen Labanim. Maisa Avos Simen Labanim. It's not the Stama Simen, says the Rabbi. What is it? El Shem Maisa Avos. That which the Avos do, Mehavim Nesinas Koach Labanim Shegam Him Yuyicholim Leilech Ba'os Vaderach. They give us a certain strength, a certain capacity to be able to succeed religiously. They give us certain kochos in avoda, similar to the Maharal, Avram's chesed or Yitzchak's gvura or Yaakov's capacity to balance different midos. That when we the avos, the fact that they did it, they are changing our potential. We can become different people because of what the avos did. We can become different people because of what we are inheriting from the avos. A quick parenthesis. if you buy this idea a lot, you will have an important shaila about the status of Gerim. Because Gerim, if a lot of being part of Klal Yisrael means that I'm inheriting certain traits, it's about learning from, I'm going to learn from them, it's about inheriting certain traits, so I'm going to have a little bit of a shaila, so what's going to be the status of Gerim? And they're going to have two tzadim, Rav Yehuda Levi and the Kuzari, is going to argue that in the Chanami, Gerim are never going to be able to get to the exact same Madrega, for a little bit of different reasons, but if I have this idea that I'm inheriting certain traits by virtue of who they are, so then Gerim are going to have to be limited somewhat. I think what's the more dominant view, and the more mainstream view, and the one that we should certainly embrace in many different ways, is, and this the Ramchal talks about in Derech Hashem, as some others, Gerim have the capacity to get into this. That Maisa Geiras makes them part of this. They can also change things through that Mila Tvila Kabbalah Mitzvot. It's transformative in a similar way, where they're now sort of like being Mechaber to that history of Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbe talks about it. So we have Mahalach number one, we're learning from the Avos. Mahalach number two, we are inheriting certain midos, certain capacities for avoda. We are changed as a result. One last, I was going to put Samar, but I realized this week's Parsha. Meshech Chachma says it in this week's Parsha also. If you want, we said that we're going to try when we can to connect some of the Rambans to the Parsha, which we're learning. If I'm talking about this now, it's in Bereishis. The Meshech Chachma has a fascinating comment. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Geirushin, now whether he really writes this or not, the Rambam is often quoted as stating in Hilchos Geirushin, Beis Lechachaf, that every Jew deep down inside wants to keep all Torah mitzvot. Every Jew deep down inside really wants to do that. That's an idea which again, is often quoted from that Rambam. It's an idea which many develop. If you read it closely, maybe it's not exactly what's being said. Frank the Meshech Chachma, interesting question. When historically did that become true? When did it become true that every Jew deep down inside wanted to keep Torah mitzvot? Did that become true, just possibilities, at Maimon Har Sinai? Is that when we got that Pintel Yid? I believe the Chasam Sofer thought that Purim is when that happens. Kima V'Kiblu, we want to do it on our own. That became transformative. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's this week's Parsha, and that is the Akedah. The Akedah is what transformed that enormously righteous act of Avraham Avinu, is what gave us, it transformed who we are. It's like Avram was so committed to Ribono Shel Olam, so all of his descendants deep down inside get elements of that commitment. That Pintel Yid is going to be there for all of Klal Yisrael. That's the second idea. Again, a bit more mystical, the Avos, but now just to point out, we talk about the significance of Avos. The first, there are biological fathers, we're supposed to learn from them. The second, Avos are really, it's much more similar too, just for the terminology, Avos Miklal de Ikatoldos. It's certain forms of Avos that the Avos are really, you know, not just like broader, the Avos are generating a lot in the future descendants. If we're holding Bab Kama, we'd say probably more similar to Avos Toldos, maybe of Tumma in a good way, than Avos and Toldos of Shabbos, but we'll leave it at that. First two Mahalchim. Now we're ready for the Ramban. The Ramban is very, very famous. The Ramban is in a lot of context, and the Ramban is very important. Yeah?
For the second approach, the purpose of having it written in the Torah is that we know the comforts that we have?
That's such a question. I don't know. I would guess that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. It gives me insight into what I have. It's definitely important information. I'm guessing that's why we want to know that. Assuming, again, there's some, your suggestion assumes, and maybe the question assumes, that the purpose of Torah is for things that are directly relevant for, you know, like, it has to be relevant for us in terms of just, as opposed to just critically important information about the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Ribono Shel Olam. But that's possible, that's definitely true. I hear that. Third Mahalach, that of the Ramban. Chazal understand a principle of Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. Chazal are sensitive, it's in source number one on the sheet, it's the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshat Lech Lecha. Chazal note, there's a lot, like, history repeats itself. History repeats itself. There's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, last week's Parsha, so Avram goes down to Mitzrayim. Avram leaves Mitzrayim with a lot of stuff which he got from Paro. He leaves with a certain amount of material wealth. Yaakov's going to have, there's going to be a Rav in Mitzrayim, and he's going to have, in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to have to go down to Mitzrayim. And his descendants are going to be in Mitzrayim. And his descendants are going to leave Berachos Gadol, they're going to leave with a lot of things. There's a lot of historical, sort of history is repeating itself a lot when you come to the Avos. That's something which Chazal point out right now. Avram comes to Eretz Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael is gonna come to Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of things here that are Avram fights different malachim, and maybe we're gonna have certain struggles. But what's going on? The Ramban suggests. He says it here. He says it out in source number 9 here. The Ramban al Torah in Blachis Parsha Yud Beis Vav. V'amru hu inyan gadol hizkiru rabbi zayin b'derech tzara. The Ramban says the following idea. Chazal referenced this, but they say it out. They don't really develop it. Kol ma she'iru la'avos simin labanim. All that happened to the avos happens to us. What's up, Shat? He says, L'chein yarich v'aksuv m'sipur ma'asos v'chavir sabe'eros. The Torah goes through all the stories. Because all the stories, all the things that happened to the avos, happen to us. They all happen to us. Don't think, says the Ramban, Maisa avos simin labanim is just a simin ba'alma. It's just stam a sign. Says the Ramban the following idea. All that happened to the avos, or much of what happened to the avos, will happen to us. Because of what Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov did, certain things will happen to Klal Yisrael. It's not a question of just learning from the avos. It's not that I get, as individuals, certain character traits. Much of the history of Klal Yisrael is going to be directly impacted by that which the avos did. For example, the Ramban in last week's parsha, what we referenced before, Vayhi Ra'av Ba'aretz. There's a famine in Eretz Yisrael. Avram goes down to Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, Avram sinned. Avram made the wrong choice. Most Rishonim say he had to leave. You have to do your shadlus, in some chal nes, needs food, there's a famine. Says the Ramban, no, Avram sinned, he should have had bitachon. Because Avram sinned and went to Mitzrayim, his descendants are going to have to go to Mitzrayim. Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. He went to Mitzrayim. Therefore, a punishment, his descendants will have the exact same thing. They're also going to have it. The Ramban points out. This is because there are certain prophecies out there. There's an idea of Nevuah, the Ramban point. There are certain Nevuahs out there. And because there are certain Nevuahs out there, in order, he says, when Nevuah is not stam there, when something happens lamaisa, that makes it much more real. For example, says the Ramban, "Binei v'da'ak yikol gezeir sirin kasher teitzim mikoach gezeir ela po'al dimyon teihag gezeir miskayam esal kol panim." Sometimes stam and nevuah that's out there. Again, when he says when now the Drash Aran argues with him, the Rambam seems to argue. When sometimes nevuah is stam out there, but it's not really binding as much. It's not really binding. Sometimes certain kinds of nevuahs, what makes nevuah binding is when something physical happens in this world, suddenly then the Nevuah becomes binding. It's a prophecy, maybe I'll go back, maybe not. When something physical is done, that makes it much more binding. For example, Beit Chai Adam writes, based on this idea of the Ramban, that's pshat in eating simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Why do I eat a simanim on Rosh Hashanah? Eating an apple is going to make it a sweet new year? So, one idea, based on the Ramban, because we're going to have a sweet new year, it's a gezeirah out there. But what makes it really binding? When something physical happens in this world, you're being motzi that min hakoach el hapoel. You're taking something with the stam out there and making it much more concrete. I'm concretizing a prophecy. And a physical act that concretizes something in the vua, that makes it more binding. Says Ramban, that's what happens with my avos in the banan. Certain things are out there. When the avos do them, that makes it binding on us. For the Ramban, Maisa Avos Simen Labanim means that so much of what happens in history is a function of what the Avos did. It's a function of what the Avos did. Why? So they're the Avos. The Ramban understand maybe it's a function on some level of the way Nevuah works. Certain kinds of Nevuahs are not in and of themselves totally binding. Certain kinds of Nevuahs are sort of out there in the physical, concrete act to bring them into this world. How that works, why that works. I don't think we know how Nevuah works. Ramban is describing the phenomena as a whole. Yeah.
But the Avos did a number of actions. But they lived full lives. They did a lot of things in their lives which Yistama didn't.
Okay, so great. Okay.
Meaning it's easy to look at the entire Torah in retrospect. Like, oh, great. Avram went to Mitzrayim. Avram Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. Fantastic.
Great. Okay.
It's only a simon if it's preemptive.
Okay.
Not if you're looking back on it.
So let's put in a couple of things. The way the Ramban understands it, and just a note, the list is not two or three. The list is like 25 things, at least that they have. But it happens a lot. You have to draw your line somewhere. It's not like Avram had water for lunch, so therefore, like, it's us also, like, we're going to have water for lunch, you know, also. It's not like he had bread and this, like, that's what we're going to have also. You have to draw the line somewhere. Where do I draw the line if I'm a Ramban person? What kinds of acts become Maisa Avos, Simen Lebanim acts? And what kinds of acts become acts that the Avos are going to do? That's an important question. We would point out, if you're a Ramban, a couple of things. Acts described in Torah are going to be the kinds of acts where you have more Maisa Avos, Simen Lebanim. Acts not described in Torah are going to be a little bit less on the, you know, Maisa Avos, Simen Lebanim.
Described in depth, you know?
The Ramban may say also even referenced in Torah. For example, yeah.
I'm sure there are numerous things that are referenced in the Torah by all the others that...
First of all, I'm not sure that that's for sure. I don't know if that's true. The other thing to say is that, the other way to say it is if you're a Ramban person, it's really that some of these ideas were out there and their Maisim are concretizing the Vuas that are pre-existing. If that's true, we're talking about not every act that are concretizing, acts that are making someone physical, that's what's going to come from. Where's the idea come from? Where's the second Mahal come from? How does that happen? How does that work? Seems to be somewhat mystical ideas. We learn from them, one thing, I'm able to learn from them, that I get. That's the message of Sefer Bereishis. But what are the other ideas? What's the idea of I'm actually yoresh certain character traits? Or their actions are going to determine what happens for Klal Yisrael. That may have certain implications for Ashgacha Pratis or Ashgacha Kalis. They may have certain ideas in terms of our own capacity to how much we can choose our own destiny, if it's really the Avos that are the ones that do it. The way like Rabbi Rucham said it in Das Torah is that a person who... Das Torah is the name of a sefer. The way that Rabbi Rucham said it. Like if the Avos, the stilinos that they passed, we can pass. The one they didn't, we struggle much more with. So things like that are going to be... Again, where does that come from? So I'm going to try to give you a little bit of background in terms of where that comes from. This idea, it's an idea of P, I think it's certainly a mystical idea. Where does it come from? So Mechaim David Saperstein, who again learned our yeshiva, came out of Sefer the Ramah Torah, points out that a lot of this has nice overlap with the comments of the Ramchal and Derech Hashem. And this is the Ramchal and Derech Hashem that I think elements of we will, I don't know if we'll understand why this is so, but I think we'll understand some things in light of it. He points out that there are generations that are Sharashim, says the Ramchal, there are generations that are the roots, and there are generations that are the Anafim. There are generations that are branches. There are generations that cause lots to happen afterwards. Everything that's happening is sort of grown out of them. They're the root. And everything else that happens is the Anafim, the branches. And there are generations that are just merely branches. They're less in control. The ultimate example of someone who is a shoresh, that's Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is a great example of someone who establishes the root and everything's going to flow from him. So for example, Adam's at a very high madrega. Adam has no Yetzer Hara. Adam sins. How he sins on Yetzer Hara is not for now. Adam sins. If you look in Nefesh HaChaim, look in the Ramban HaTorah, when Adam sinned, he changed a lot. Adam suddenly now has a Yetzer Hara within him. Adam now is going to be thrown. Says Ramchal in Derech Hashem, that did not just impact Adam HaRishon. When Adam HaRishon lost Gan Eden, it's not, oh, Adam, you lost, but your kids will have a very easy time getting back in. Adam was, from a generation, he was one of the Sharashim, a generation that was at the root, and a lot of things sort of flow from there. Certain people, major historical figures, said, especially in the beginning days of the creation of this world, says the Ramchal, they were people that were not just branches, they were the ones who were the roots, they were the base of the tree, they were the ones that were establishing so much of what would happen in history. They're major historical figures. Not because it's important we learn from them, but because they give a certain koach, they give a certain strength and potential to others. That's Adam HaRishon. For the Ramchal, it's fascinating stuff beginning of Parshas Bereishis. a lot of the challenge of after Sefer Bereishis, Adam still had the potential to get back to that Madrega. There were individual people that were trying to get back and to change, to get back to that sort of like pre-chet kind of a place. Shame, some of the other figures that are there are trying to do that. Avram, says the Ramchal, was a person, again, the Doros end around there in terms of who has that capacity. Avram becomes a person who has that same gift of an Adam HaRishon. Adam has that same ability. His neshama is one that sets the tone for all that's going to happen afterwards. He's a Shoresh. Says the Ramchal the following idea. Why was Avram chosen? Avram was chosen. This is not an idea that all agree with. If you look in the Maral, that's a Chisrael Parakat Aleph, you see a little different idea. Avram is chosen because Avram is worthy of being chosen. Avram's worthy of being chosen. He is one of the Avos. His Maisim Tovim are so incredible. Whatever the Maisim Tovim are, whether it's his Chesed or his Mesiris Nefesh and Kishonei, Avram is chosen. When Avram's chosen, because Baruch Hu's taking him out, because Baruch Hu's making Avram like the Shoresh. He's making Avram like he's the root of the tree. He gets there because of his choices. All of Klal Yisrael, and says Ramchal, and Gerim that connect to Klal Yisrael, so we're all branches from this tree. Says Ramchal something very beautiful. Once this is true, so Avram's chosen because of his good Maisim. We, however, are always going to be unique and always chosen, irrespective of our Maisim. We have to have good midos, we have to have good Maisim. But we're always going to be miyuchad. We're always going to be unique because we come out of the world of Avram Avinu. We come out of the world of Avram. Avram's the one who establishes. Avram's the one who is our avos. Doesn't just mean we learn from them. Avos means that so much of who we are and our capacity and our potential are established by figures like Avram. Let's chazer what we spoke about, and I want to just end with one or two, I think, important ideas. The Avos are described in Chumash, in this week's Parsha, in many of the Parshas coming up. What exactly is the significance? What exactly is the message of the Avos and their actions, and why does it matter? First Mahalach, Mahalach of Netziv, Mahalach of the Rav, Mahalach of many others. The Avos are people that we learn from. Mahalach number two. The Avos are people that give us certain character traits. We are who we are. We're Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomli Chasadim. We have a capacity for Mesiris Nefesh. We have an ability to pass certain Misyonos by virtue of the Avos. They accomplished certain things, and they gave us the ability to accomplish certain things. They opened up certain pathways in Avos Hashem, so we have the ability to worship God in certain ways. The third idea, says the Ramban, the purpose of the Avos, this is the history of Klal Yisrael. And what happens to the Avos? They're setting the stage for Klal Yisrael. The Avos, we're noting, based on Chal and Derech Hashem, they're not just people that we happen to learn from. They're people, again, a mystical idea, but as far as the root of their soul, the way their Bona Shalom established it, they were people that were exceptionally influential. Their souls were from the roots, not from branches. All who come out are going to be influenced by it. We can never stray too far, because that's part of the Pintla Yid idea also. We can never stray too far, because we're always connected. We're always coming on some level from an Avram Avinu. Let me share with you a couple ideas. First of all, if you want to go through different things, I want to look at the Akedah, different events in Sefer Bereishis. I'm going to look for different ideas in light of how this works. Is the Akedah something I'm supposed to learn from? Did the Akedah give me a certain capacity to be different? I now have Mesiris Nefesh, I now have a Pintel Yid. Did the Akedah establish anything as far as the future of Klal Yisrael? All questions that are going to be there. This also comes up when you learn Sefer Bereishis and you start talking about. They sometimes say it's Machlokes in the first of Aaron Cutler. The Ramban definitely related to this in a couple of places. How much you can critique the Avos? To what extent can we say that the Avos are people at times who, like the Ramban said, Avram sinned by going down to Mitzrayim? How much is that okay? This is going to be one of the. That question will impact this question. Let me say that. If we're supposed to learn from the Avos, the first Mahalach, so then you're going to want to say, and obviously whatever tzad you're on, the Avos are tzadikim and a madrega we can't understand. But the learning from them is going to be more complicated if you think that there are times where they made mistakes. For example, Rav Hirsch famously writes that the Avos, it was last night with the Israelis, that the avos and their parenting doesn't seem to have always been, again, a lot questioned, this comment to rehearse. But Yitzchak, with Yaakov and Esav, he critiques the parenting of Yitzchak and Rivka. They didn't really get the differences between Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov, the favoritism towards Yosef and creating certain machlokas in the home. So if her says, that shouldn't be going on in the Jewish home. There's some if you take the mahalach of learning from, so if you assume, like Rav Aaron Cutlett, you can, these are people you can never even approach critiquing, so then I'm learning from what they did. If I take in a rehearsed idea, obviously the avos are great, obviously the avos are our forefathers, obviously the avos are in a madrig we can't get, but if there are times and situations where I can start questioning a little bit, it's going to be harder. When I want to learn from Sefer Bereishis, I can't just read Pshat and Chumash. I have to learn Chumash. I have to try to understand where things are really going to be coming from. The second idea about the capacity. We have certain midos within us. So let me say a couple of things. This, Alex pointed out before. It's important to know this. Sometimes we feel like, maybe this is, again, more of a Musari kind of an idea. Sometimes we feel like things are too hard. Sometimes we feel like there are certain challenges out there. One of the ideas the second Mahalach makes very clear to us, we have a built-in capacity to do a lot. We are built in and programmed with a capacity for Mesiras Nefesh, a capacity to feel Ribono Shel Olam. It doesn't mean the way that, let's say, Shlomo Carlebach would talk about it, the Yartzev yesterday, doesn't mean that it's so easily accessible. They're like diamonds in the rough. You have to clear off some things sometimes for that to be able to emerge. But it's there, and we have to know it's there. And I would say, it impacts how we relate to other people. When I'm dealing with other people, these are people that also... There's a guy, I'm an Eretz Yisrael, and there are people that are having... Sometimes it gets hard. Not everyone has the same kind of midos that we have in... that some of us are familiar with. It's a source of chizuk. Baishanim, Rachmanim, Gomlei Chasadim. We're all programmed for this. And the way I relate to people has to be... People aren't... No one's bad. And people in Eretz Yisrael are wonderful and very righteous. No one's bad. I want to, even in certain areas, they're deep down inside is real Kedusha. Deep down inside is real holiness. Is real potential for Kedusha. We don't give up on people. One of the Chabad, right, this influences a lot, another Rebbe. We don't give up on people the same way because we believe that the deep down inside, that they were yoreish in certain midos. Deep down inside, they were yoreish in certain capacity. These are people with enormous potential. People with enormous potential. The third idea, that of the Ramban, becomes also an interesting one. The Avos were major historical figures. The Avos were people that influenced so much of what would happen. For the Ramban, you get an interesting sort of a discussion. On the one hand, to be able to do that, you're dealing with Sharashim. You're dealing with maybe, again, another just an insight that you're dealing with real Sharashim. These are major figures, the Avos. What they do is going to impact what happens. Those same people that Ramban teaches us are going to sometimes impact. They may sin and impact. Avram going down, again, most of them not, but Avram going down from the Rav was a chisaron in bitachon, and Klai Yisrael is going to be punished. I get certain sorts of chizik from that. The Avos were so great that they're the Sharashim. The Avos were so incredible that they're the ones that are influencing and impacting Klai Yisrael in such a meaningful way. They're going to determine so much about Jewish history. And those same avos, says the Ramban, whatever it means, at their own madrega, it wasn't always 100% perfect. It wasn't always 100% perfect. That there could be a little bit here, not 100%, and there, not to the avos and a madrega we can't fathom. But it doesn't mean they were always 100% perfect. And to think about that there can be incredible greatness, the kinds of figures that will radically alter the course of world history through their righteousness, and those same people can struggle a bit. And those same people, you know, can not always have the easiest of lives. Those same people can, you know, here and there, that's something, not, but once in a while, that's something which for me is an enormous source of chizuk, appreciating the avos and who they were. These are people, when we learn these parashios, we want to learn from them, want to appreciate that which we inherited from them, for the Maharal, the Chaim Volozhin, the Babish Rebbe, and others. And these are people that we want to appreciate how much of world history is a function of what they did. May we be Zocha the same way that Avram, the same way that Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim came back to Eretz Yisrael, maybe Zohar to a complete return. Shkoyach, guys, have a wonderful Shabbos.